The NWBU Coastal Basketball roster gets underway next Friday night for 2022. There's been a few tweaks to the roster as we know it. To tell us a bit more about it, the new general manager of the NWBU is Nathan Anderson, who joins me now. Good morning, Nathan.
Martin, thank you for having me.
You're welcome, and welcome aboard as the NWBU manager for season 2022. Now, our first one round is on a Friday, February the 11th, and in fact, there's quite a few Friday night games, and looking at the roster, I think there might be more than we've had before.
Yeah, look, we took on some feedback from the clubs over the summer, and you know, one of the feedback items was to try and maximise Friday night slots for the local clubs. So the idea there is to get more crowds through the doors in the early part of the season. So we split those up amongst all the clubs, and I think everyone's really happy with the result. So it should be good.
We've got our traditional Thursday night game before Easter, and of course, once the NBL 1 season starts, we go back to the regular Tuesday nights. But I noticed the grand finals are probably a little bit earlier this year as well, the final series.
Yeah, what we were trying to do there is just to kind of wrap that up on a free weekend, you know, outside of the NBL 1 competition. So obviously we want those players playing in any final series and a grand final series. So, yeah, the reason there is to put that game on the June long weekend and hopefully get a bumper crowd to a great game.
And the final series will be played in Devonport again this year?
Oh, look, that's still up in the air. We'll assess that as we go along. I think, obviously, the best venues are probably Devonport or Ulverston, just because of their capability of holding bigger crowds. So, yeah, it'll be one of those two, I would have thought.
Now, men's and women's games starting at the same time, 7 for the women, 8:30 for the men, except for round 5, which is on February the 27th, in fact, and March the 1st, Saturday and Tuesday, so it's a split round. But you've also designated that as a mental health round. That's a great idea.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, so we split out and made a showcase game for Somerset and Burnie as a dedication to the mental health round, and really the thinking there is to get a bumper crowd again through, raise awareness for mental health, and work with the community on that one as well. So that should be a good event as well.
Okay, now we had the Lighthouse Classic last week. What did you take out of that? Obviously, Burnie men are going to be competitive again this year, beating the reigning premiers Ulverston.
Yeah, look, I think they look pretty strong early on. They've got a good continuity of roster there and some great juniors coming through, and they've added a couple of veteran pieces as well. So, yeah, they look very strong early. Obviously, the competition there wasn't the entire competition, so I know some teams didn't submit in the men's competition there, so we'll wait and see after round one, but I think Burnie would be up there certainly for challenging for the title.
I think one of the teams that was struggling to get there were La Trobe in the men in particular. They had only the one game last season, and looking fairly shaky a couple of weeks ago, but they've come together at the right time, and they're going to be reasonably competitive, I'd hope.
Yeah, look, that remains to be seen. You're right, they've had a bit of a shaky start to the year, unfortunately, but they've recovered really well, obviously. The committee and basketball management program there have been able to pull it together, and I believe they've got Kevon Scott, the Thunder import, on board as well, so that will definitely make them strong in the front court. So really then it's just a decision the factor of their juniors being able to step up with their guard play. So yeah, we'll see how that all...
And Stacey Dabner, the coach of the men as well. I'm not sure, I don't know if there's been plenty of men coach women's sides, but not too many women coach men's sides in the NWBU. So that's a big challenge for her, isn't it?
Well, we'll see how that all transpires as well. I mean, my theory is if you're good at your job, then it doesn't matter what gender you are. So obviously La Trobe sees something in her and she should be able to handle that with a blonde, I would have thought.
Yeah, and in the women's side of things, Devonport won the Lighthouse Classic, and they've been perennial finalists for quite a number of years in the women, and I think they would have been disappointed with the way they went out last year.
Yep, yeah, I think you're right, and they've been very strong. Most of that group is the under-22 group that went through and won last year as well over the summer roster, and they've gone ahead and added Emerson Wells from Wynyard, so they're even stronger. I think that'd be... odds-on favourites at this early stage.
And just generally from talking to the other clubs, it looks like the competition is going to be as strong as it ever was. I mean, we're a bit biased. We know it's the best regional competition in Tasmania and probably in the country, but it just never ceases to amaze. The NWBU have been going since 1974, and it just gets stronger and stronger, doesn't it?
It does, and obviously I've come here from Adelaide and, 6 months into living in the region, I haven't actually seen an NWBU game live yet, so I'm really looking forward to that. But, one of the things that impresses me is the strength of the history and the competition, and, I think this year will be another great year with some great talent on the floor.
Looking forward to having a chat to you on a regular basis on Saturday mornings, Nathan, but thanks for your time today. I really appreciate it.
No, my pleasure. Thank you, Martin.